Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, so Dancing with the Stars, I guess the new season started last night, and Carol
Baskin. Most we've talked about this show ever.
Yeah.
Twice today. Twice.
Yeah, that's it. You're absolutely right. Tom Bergeron is out as the host. Tyra Banks is the new host. Carol Baskin from Tiger King is actually one of the contestants.
Well, I mean, they really had dipped the bottom of the barrel to get Carol Baskin, I feel. I guess she's a huge pop culture person.
That's what they usually do.
Yeah.
Whether you're a pop culture darling or you're infamous in the world of pop culture, that's kind of what Dancing with the Stars does. Or if you're a B-level, C-level celebrity.
I'm trying to see who else is on this. Monica Aldama.
Don't know who she is.
Netflix cheer star.
Okay, you got that stuff going on. You got
Caitlin Bristow.
Don't know her.
The Bachelorette.
Oh, there.
Vernon Davis from the NFL. I remember him.
All right.
Anne Hesh.
I don't know Anne Hesh.
The actress?
Yeah. Anne Hesh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Maybe I do know her.
You know her? Villains, right? Is that...
Oh! Is that how you say
No, that's Portia.
But Anne Hesh is...
Had a relationship with Ellen.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Is that how you say her name, Hesh?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I think I've been saying her name
wait,
all
wrong. Wait, we're calling it Hetchy?
I think I have. Yeah.
Hesh, yeah.
The only reason I know that is because I think they said it on Friends once.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks for your Friends.
Sky Jackson from the Disney Channel.
Don't know Sky.
How about One Day at a Time actress Justina Machado?
That's the new One Day at a Time, I think.
I guess
right?
So.
Yeah, don't know her either. All right.
Jenny Mai, host of The Real. Oh, AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys. Sweet.
Okay, there we go.
Found someone we know.
You got Nelly.
Okay. Oh, okay. Know that.
Jesse Metcalf.
Maybe.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I know that. Okay.
Charles Oakley.
Damn, okay.
Basketball player.
So we got some, we know what, 40% of them? I mean, for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're leaning more towards 30, I feel.
Hey, Carol Baskin.
We've got Neve from Catfish.
Who the hell is...
He's the host of Catfish.
Oh, he's the original guy that got Catfish, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know him.
I also forgot Chrishell Stouse from Selling Sunset. Oh, my wife watches that show all the time. It's pretty cool.
So you've got a lot of...
And Johnny Weir, Olympic figure skater.
Yeah. You got a lot of, I would say, B-level celebrities. How about that? That seems to be what that is.
Yeah.
You know, they may have been really great at whatever they did, but what they did was probably B-level.
Nelly.
Yeah.
And Nelly.
Yeah.
I feel like Nelly's above everyone.
Well, he was. I mean, what's he done lately, right? It's that's where you go from A to B, don't you?
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve. I know you want Nelly to be A-level. I know you do. But Carol Baskin, I think, arguably is wouldn't you say she might be at the top of the rung for popularity just because of how big Tiger King was and how recent it's been? Carol Baskin's, I mean, I know her more than any of the other people as far as remembering them. And she's on Dancing with the Stars. But here's the weird thing that happened. Her family, I would say the family of the presumably dead husband, Don Lewis, Carol Baskin's husband, the family of that husband ran an ad during Dancing with the Stars offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance. Again, on the first episode of Dancing with the Stars that Carol Baskin is on.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
I mean, what did I say? Shots fired? I think that's a good epitome of it right there.
Shots fired. And of course, a lawyer says, yeah, I'll do this. So
only if I get to have a bad piano playing in the background.
Of course, you got
to
have the bad piano.
Dude, at first when I started playing it, I'm like, is this an SNL skit? And then, of course, when you hear the sisters, you're like, oh, no, this isn't a joke at all for them.
Wow.
Obviously.
This is insane. Because his body's never been found, right? That's the idea, is he just went missing and right. We have never, and it was back at what, 19 when? They said 91? Was that when it was? I think it was.
No.
I forget when he said
97.
97. Okay. Yep. So it happened in 97.
And then there's parts of during the Tiger King where she's like, if I was going to kill somebody, I would have done it this way. And everyone's like, well, you just kind of like described how you can make someone disappear by feeding it to a tiger.
Yeah. Nice going.
Yeah. I don't know what is the truth and what's not, but that is that's an interesting flex for them to have. Like, yo. We're going to advertise on the show that she's starring on and make a statement.
Yeah, this is... Wow. And, of course, she's getting beaten up all over the internet, Carol Baskin.
Oh, she's laughing all the way to the bank, though, man. She's on Cameo making money. She's on this stuff, Dancing with the Stars.
And what is it? Like, OJ is not doesn't have that same ability to do that or whatever. People really hate him more, and yet it's the same thing, isn't it? Except people really believe OJ did it, even though it's never been proven that he did it. Mm-hmm. And Carol Baskin's never even been taken to court. But people have a much different response to both. Well, I mean, a lot of people think they're both guilty, but it seems like Carol's at least able to make more bank off of it.
Yeah, because almost like she's like this weird punchline for a lot of people. And there was that weird obsession with the Tiger King. And I think that people forget, like, honestly, dude, like, we all joke about it. Then all of a sudden you see his family and it's just like, oh, yeah, like, this poor family has like been dealing with this since 1997. They lost a brother, they lost a relative, and he just disappeared.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of the blue comes, how would you feel if like you're his family and Tiger King comes on, and then there's this woman that you've suspected on this show, and granted, not painted in a great light, but still kind of become a celebrity because of it.
Yeah.
And everyone's now like, that's the running joke about it. And like, yeah, this is a joke for everyone else, but you know, we lost a family member and we think that she did it.
And that's, I think, I don't know what to think about shows like Dancing with the Stars, that they would put her on. Because what if it turns out that she is guilty? You know what I mean? It's like, even, you know, I just feel like I wouldn't put her on. It'd be like, look, nothing against you, but we get to choose who's on this show. But if it's possible you did do this, do I want to give you fame? Like, I'm just not going to take, I feel like it's just not. I don't know. It doesn't feel right that she's on that show if it's possible she did this.
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, I don't believe that they would ever even consider putting OJ on it.
And yeah, why not?
Based on your analogy of the two, I mean, it's pretty similar in a sense. Like two people that have been accused of something but haven't been proven to do it yet. Yeah, I mean, they would get a lot of talk, but they probably wouldn't want to deal with the negative PR for that.
And yet, for some reason, it's okay with Carol Baskin. And granted, for whatever reason, OJ's not very likable. Carol Baskin, I guess, is neutral likable. I mean, I don't know much about her. OJ has been in the...
She's like laughable. Like you just laugh at how weird she is.
Yeah. And OJ just, you know, he just, you know, plus he served time in jail for doing other bad stuff. So maybe that's part of it too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had other crimes. Like one person said, you know, OJ was convicted of multiple other crimes since then.
Yeah. Andy Dick, I'll bring him up because he's had issues. And why is he part of this? Because, well, Andy Dick has decided, hey, let me get involved in this crazy world of Joe Exotic.
Okay, so I remember, what was it, Nicolas Cage was going to be doing some kind of a show. It's like a scripted version of Joe Exotic where he's playing Joe Exotic.
Yes.
And then everyone was talking about how, why is he playing Joe Exotic? It should be Andy Dick. So Andy Dick now decided, you know what, you guys are right. I should do a show about Joe Exotic and be Joe Exotic.
So he is going to do a Tiger King parody called Tiger Dick, which doesn't sound right. But yeah, it's a mockumentary series centering on Andy filming an exotic biopic with himself in the lead role and as an unstable version of himself between takes.
So he's playing a real character and being a real character.
Yeah, he's playing himself, right?
He's playing himself, who's had a lot of issues, obviously.
Right.
A lot of them are substance abuse issues. They're SUD issues. And I get that you get to do this, Andy, but you really do have mental health issues. I guess if you want to make fun of it, if maybe it'll do a good thing, I don't know.
Wow, I'm looking at a picture of him playing Joe Exotic, and it's pretty funny looking.
It's like, yeah, and so... All right, so it's he's playing a guy like Joe Exotic who's out of his mind, or is he playing Andy Dick as if Andy Dick was running a tiger park? I'm a little confused.
That kind of seems like what it sounded like.
I think he's playing Joe Exotic on a show that's like, and they're breaking the fourth wall. Like, okay, and then when the show is done, like it's almost like a show about a show.
Oh,
and so it's Andy Dick playing Joe Exotic, but they're also going to show footage of him just being Andy Dick.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that actually is kind of fascinating. Okay. You know, I'm on board with that.
Okay.
It took me a while. You know, there was a winding road that I was just missing a couple of exits, but you helped me out with that.
And it's got the greatest name, Tiger Dick.
Yeah. Also, there's a rumor that an ex-SNL star could make an appearance as his Exotic's nemesis, Carol Baskin.
It better be Will Ferrell.
Could be. I was thinking it was going to be a female star. I, of course, would love it to be Kate McKinnon because she's just McKinnon. She's great. Kate McKinnon is fantastic. But Will Ferrell would be funny, too. Yeah, so, and the series is now being shopped to places like Netflix. Why wouldn't Netflix pick this up?
Unless like, you're like Hulu and you're like, I want some of that Tiger King rub.
And like you said, Nicolas Cage is doing a thing for Amazon. And
what the hell, man?
Oh, wait a second. Kate McKinnon is playing Baskin in a rival Tiger King series at NBC. So Kate McKinnon is already...
Yeah, I was just looking up that information. I was trying to confirm it.
What are we doing about this? Okay, so eventually, BJ, you're going to watch the Tiger King spoofs, but never see the Tiger King.
I'll watch anything with Kate McKinnon. I'm thinking Kate McKinnon would be a great person to play that. And it turns out she's already playing that in some other show.
Yeah.
All right, somebody beat me to that punch. Yeah, I will watch the Kate McKinnon thing. I like Kate McKinnon a lot. I'll watch anything she does.
So how much pressure do you feel if you're the celebrity dance instructor for Carol Baskin?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you guys don't do well, are you going to, like, stay away from her and her tiger friends?
Because all of a sudden you could go missing.
Would you, if you were the dance person, would you say, I wonder how often has it happened, like, a dance instructor, like, they're celebrity dancers, turn down the celebrity they're going to be paired with?
Oh, good call.
You know, like, what if that person, like... Legit's like, no, I don't want her on this show. I'm not going to be her instructor. Like, I wonder how that works.
I bet that happens from time to time. They may not like the person for whatever reason. I don't know how many people as controversial as Carol Baskin have been on Dancing with the Stars because I haven't followed it. But she's one of
them. Tanya Harding on Dancing with the Stars. Now, great, she didn't kill anybody, but there was the whole Nancy Kerrigan thing.
You're right, and I could see people not wanting to dance with her. You're right. I wouldn't because I was a Nancy Kerrigan fan, a Massachusetts girl. You know what? Tanya Harding's dead to me.
You know, I feel like that. The Tanya was really the good guy in that whole situation.
Oh, you really think that? Yeah. The Tanya? She's not even Tanya anymore. She's the Tanya?
Yeah.
The Tanya.
Yeah. You really think so?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. What's the matter, Vicky?
I found Carol Baskin's outfit for dancing, and it is tiger themed.
Oh, of course, they put her in a tiger themed dress.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm telling
you. They put her in it? No, man. She brought that.
Like, that's probably all she wears. Yeah.
Oh, she's got the little flowers in her hair like she always has, too.
Oh, she looks like she's not around.
She probably said, hi, all you cool cats and kittens.
They look like they're wearing a giant tiger in the background with fire.
I hope they're dancing to Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
Tiger with three eyes because she's, you know, new age.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a third eye.
Third eye tiger. Okay.
Third eye tiger.
I can't do it anymore. I can't even talk. You know what? I don't think I want to watch any show. She irritates me. The whole Tiger King thing does. Now my day is bad. I need another donut. All right, we got a survey that found the top signs that you are a bad driver. How about you? Are you guilty of being a bad driver? I know I am. I'll tell you all about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a survey out. They said, all right, people.
Yes.
Here's what we want you to do. We want you to name the top signs that someone is a bad driver. And they came up with the 10 ways you can tell that somebody sucks at driving.
See, this is tough because I think there's things that make somebody a bad driver, and then there's some things that just make people suck at driving. Like, I know it sounds weird, but like, someone who does not, who's driving 60 miles per hour in the passing lane, that might not be necessarily a bad driver, but they just suck at driving.
Yeah, they definitely suck.
Because they're slowing everyone down. And then, like, I get it. Like, nobody, like, you want to put your foot down, not on the gas pedal, clearly, but, like, you know, you're like, this person's riding my butt. I'm not going to move over just to spite them. And it's like, well, you know what? Like, there's like 12 cars now waiting to get past you, and you're just slowing it down for everyone.
And you are in the wrong because it's a passing lane, so you really shouldn't stay there anyway. So yeah,
but it's a speed limit.
Yeah, you're just being a douche. I feel that way sometimes when I'm in the middle, or if it's a multi-lane freeway, maybe I'm in the third or the second lane, and I am going the speed limit. And this has happened in California a lot, where it's just like the speed limit to them is just a, they don't even care. You know, you're on a major freeway with like six lanes.
Just go.
Oh yeah, dude, they're insane. It doesn't matter what lane you're in, you cannot go the speed limit in California. They just get mad at you because you're only going the speed limit, even if you're in the furthest lane possible from the fast lane. And, you know, I think that makes somebody a bad driver. I think when you go beyond the speed of what the average speed is on the road, like, you know, you have to go with the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're the person that's going way slow or the person that's going way fast with the flow of traffic, you're a bad driver.
What about the crazy weaving people?
That's the way fast guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate
constantly
that guy.
Just, I mean, it's not like, sometimes it's like, it's clear that we're all stuck in traffic. It's not bumper to bumper, but it's to the point where we're all going maybe 30 miles per hour or 40 miles per hour on the freeway. And they're doing that weaving thing and maybe get four cars ahead of you, but made it in, did it in such an aggressive and dangerous way.
Yeah. And it's completely illegal.
I'm not a fan of those people.
Yeah, it's completely illegal. Cops will pull them over because you're not supposed to change lanes quickly like that.
They need to pull more of them over.
I know. I wish. Personally, that's why I'm in favor of cameras. Put cameras everywhere so that they can record it and then just go find them.
Drone cops.
Yes.
Yeah. They
should. I love that idea.
That's the start of a really bad sci-fi movie.
Okay, fine.
My favorite is the people that do that and then proceed to give you the middle finger because it was your fault. They wanted to weave in and out.
Oh yeah.
And wanted to get ahead of you.
Yeah.
Or when they go really fast and try to get in front of you to the light, and then you end up like, you end up at the same red light for a good like 5 minutes, and it's like, aha.
Exactly, you're right.
For nothing.
You get you're in the same place I'm in, jerk.
That's like the best feeling ever when you just pull up, and they probably don't even know that they zoomed past you. But like in your head, you're like, remember me? I was six cars ago, and now look where we are.
Yeah,
sucker.
Yeah, the number one thing on this list is excessive speeding.
Yeah,
and I think that the weaving guy is in. I've seen excessive speeders do that. They just weave very, very fast between cars, and so I would put that in the same boat.
I don't know if it bothers you guys as much as it does me, but I just feel like, you know, you got a cruise control. Maybe you should use it, because I hate the person that's just like not consistent with their speed. So all of a sudden, like, you're driving, maybe you're like stuck behind them and they're doing 55 miles per hour. So you go into the other lane so you can pass them because they're in the passing lane, even though they shouldn't be. You're doing now 65. All of a sudden, you want to get around them. Now they're doing 70. And you're like, okay, what are we playing? Some kind of a stupid game?
No, that's the person that's texting.
I know, 100%. Yes. They're looking down, so they slow down. And then all of a sudden, they realize, oh, this car behind me wants to get past me, but I don't want to let that happen. So they speed up again. Or when you're trying to like put your signal, I have a lot of complaints. I drive too much.
This is fun, yeah. You have, you know what? You've talked about tailgating. That's number one. You talked about cutting people off, the weaving guy, excessive speeding. You've hit the top three. Just you. What else you got?
What about the one where you hit your turn signal because you're trying to get over into like another lane, and all of a sudden there's plenty of room for you, and you're like, okay, I got plenty of room. I put my signal on. As soon as you put that signal on, that car that's like however far away from you zooms up, like speeds up because they realize, oh no, I can't let this car get in front of me.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That's the only time where I think my wife hears me curse while driving. Yeah. I'm like, you son of a mother effer, and whatever like bumper sticker they have in their car, I now hate whatever it is they're bumper stickering. Like, I'm like, screw you, Candlebox.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah, Candlebox. The emails, Hillary, the emails. I'm like, all of a sudden, like, I care.
Sorry,
about.
Sorry, Hillary, you would have won the election if Steve did not get screwed by that guy.
But that's me. I will now hate anything that you're a fan of. If I could have, like, screw that person.
So
Sonic
it sounds
should
like
have left town.
Sounds like you're number four.
I'm what, just way too pissed off?
Yeah, constant road rage.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
I feel like after this conversation, you are in a constant state of road rage,
but that's
because
only,
of all these other people.
That's the only one that leads me to have like a road rage where I start cursing and getting mad in my car, because you could have caused an accident.
Yeah. And that's the problem. People don't realize that they're, that whatever reason, it's like, dude, we got to cooperate on the road. And I don't get the fact that, look, unless it's a giant truck that's going to pull in front of you and you're like, oh, I don't want to look at this the entire road. That I can appreciate. And even then, you got to still be cool, because those trucks, man, those are big vehicles. You got to make sure you don't F with them. But otherwise, if any other car gets in front of you, so what?
I always hate when somebody speeds up when they realize a truck is trying to get over into a lane. It's such a...
Oh, that's a D move.
Yeah, because, I mean, that guy or girl, whoever's driving the truck, I mean, it's not as easy for them to pump the brakes and slow down. And all of a sudden, you got this person. I mean, I get it. It sucks that you now have a car that's potentially going to be driving a lot slower because it's a truck. But, like, anytime I see a truck putting their signal on, I'm slowing down. Let them in. I mean, otherwise, it's just like, it's not worth the accident. It's not worth the headache.
Yeah, you've got to be aware. I'm aware. Like, when I see buses and trucks that are on the side or whatever, I'm like, ooh, I feel like they're going to pull out soon. You know, my brain goes, I feel like this, the way things are going, this person, I don't know if it's intuition or whatever. And so I immediately give them space. I'm like, I bet his blinker's coming on right now. And then it does.
You feel it.
Yeah. I mean, because you can just tell if you really pay attention to driving, you can feel what's about happening on the road, and then you can do stuff and be a good driver. This one over here is not using your turn signals. It irritates the crap out of me. Number six.
That's New Mexico in a nutshell.
Is it?
Oh, California, yeah. They don't know what turn signals are at all.
Is it the Southwest, maybe? Is that what it is? Because California, maybe. Same problem.
For the most part, I see people around here are using their turn signals.
Well, we're Pacific Northwest. We're better than everybody else down there. That's why. I'd like to think we're better. I'm with you, Steve. I think we do a pretty good job around here. But, man, Danny's talking about we're in New Mexico. I'm down in California visiting a lot. And these are the same high-speed freak shows, also with split lanes for motorcycles, and you're not using directionals? Are you out of your mind?
You know, the only one's kind of funny. It's not a big deal, but like when you're trying to like leave like a parking lot of like a store, and you know you're waiting for all these cars to pass, and then a person that starts turning into the same parking lot, and you're like, man, if you would have put your signal on, I would have known I could get out of this parking lot. Like, you know, because you're waiting, and then by that point, then all the other cars, I'm hitting microphones. I'm just so
hey, how you doing?
How about this texture? The freaking brake tapper.
Oh, yeah. I don't see that in the top 10, the freaking brake tapper. I don't see that. Some of these, I think, are interesting because we've talked about, look, the big ones, you know, speeding, cutting people off, tailgating, constant road rage. Number five is using your horn too much, which is interesting because, I mean, when you live in the Northeast, your horn is just a method of communication.
It was the way before cell phones. That was the way to let somebody know you're outside of their home and you want to pick them up. You would honk the horn.
Now it's considered a microaggression. I mean, it really is. If you beep at the people the wrong way, you can be cited in our state.
It is funny. There are times where you want to give like that, just that little tap of a horn, just because you can tell the person in front of you is on their phone and they didn't realize the light went green. But you don't want to be aggressive with it and lay your horn. But sometimes you hit the horn a little too hard and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Like, how do I let them know that I'm not really mad? I was just trying to look out for them.
I know. I wish we could come up with a signal that nobody would be pissed off at to say, look, you have to know if you're looking at your phone, you can't be mad at me when I tell you you're looking at your phone and we're waiting.
You know what they need? They need a wife like mine who is like apparently staring at the stoplight waiting for it to turn, because if I don't start moving once it turns green, I hear her go, go. And I'm like, are you just staring at the light? Like, yeah. It just turned green and you're already telling me to go.
I have people like that in my life. It's good. And I'm also that person when I'm the passenger. So I think, because you get distracted, especially if there's people in the car, which, by the way, this is number 8 and this is me. I need to be better at this.
Backseat driving?
No, talking too much while you drive. To the passenger. Oh. To the passenger. I get lost. I miss exits, everything.
Yeah.
I don't even hear the person. Like, I don't hear Google Assistant telling me which way to go.
That's actually really true. The first time that I ever came to Seattle, BJ took me over to West Seattle to see if I liked it. And all of a sudden, he misses the bridge. And we're like in Soto. And he's like, there's supposed to be a bridge here somewhere.
Wow.
And he had been talking the whole time.
Yeah. You missed the bridge. No, we're in the water.
And and Danny, see, that's why I have to admit it, because I know it's happened, and not just with you. It's happened with a lot of people. I tell folks, if you want to have a conversation with me, you need to drive. Otherwise, we're never going to get where we need to go.
I had an Uber driver once where they were driving me to my place, and they kept talking and talking. I didn't mind it. Like, it was like, oh, this makes the ride. It was coming back somewhere. But like, he kept missing all the exits because he kept talking. And then he's like, his GPS was saying it, and I'm watching. And like, finally, I'm like, hey, man. You're missing all the exits. It's like, oh, please don't give me a bad rating. I'm not going to give you a bad rating, but how about we just listen for the exits?
Yeah. That's
the finally, idea. I just told him where to go, because I'm like, I know where I'm going, but you don't want to be that backstreet driver person.
Yeah, you just got to know as a driver, when you talk too much, it distracts yourself.
All right, here's a good one. It has nothing to do with being a bad driver, but just with driving, because like I said, you know, some people, like when you're on the freeway, like, I like using cruise control. That way I'm not being that weird, like, you know, I go from 55 to 75. Like, I don't know what speed I'm going. What's your desired cruise control speed? Because one texter brought up one, and it's exactly mine as well.
Well, it's illegal.
Okay, you rule breaker.
Well, it is.
Hold on, let me play this while you tell us then.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. It's illegal usually. I mean, there are some places where it's not, but what I notice is the best cruising speed on a freeway is 70. I mean, that's what people go.
That's only when I'm around schools. That's what I do, 70.
Yeah. I mean, 70 is what everybody goes when there's not traffic. What do you go?
Come on, BJ.
Oh, come on, dude.
It's so true, though.
Oh.
I set my cruise control.
I'm an idiot. Of course I should know
to the nicest speed.
There we go.
In all the land. As one texter says, Steve, I set my cruise control to 69.
Nice.
167.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And when I don't, and I'm driving, I look down and see, how fast am I going? And I see it says 69. I'm proud of myself. Like, man.
I should do that. I should do that for you from now on, because it's very close to what I do when I want to put the cruise control on.
And in my head, I'm thinking, well, because, you know, they always say, like, I've had actually a cop tell me once when he pulled me over, even though he pulled me over for going 5 miles over the speed limit, and then messed with my head when I think he was just doing it just to screw with me. He's like, you know, typically if you're like 10 or under on the speed limit, we're not going to pull you over.
Well, then what happened typically?
I didn't want to even bother to ask.
That's
like,
the lamest thing in the world. You were going 5 over, and he goes, typically.
But I was like, I was already in the wrong. I don't feel like having more money dinged out of my, get worse on a ticket because I'm all of a sudden questioning this guy. I was like, is this some kind of like Super Troopers game you're playing with me? In my head, I'm thinking this.
Yeah, because I would have said something and got more of a ticketed.
It wasn't worth it. But typically what I always go with is 69 because it's nice.
Nice.
I can't believe you didn't know. I'm very disappointed.
I know. I didn't. Well, you know what? I forgot. That should be yours. Yeah.
Is that Vicky's too?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Danny?
Because it's under 10.
Yeah, I probably 69 as well, actually.
Okay.
That's what's up, BJ.
That's
I'm
nice.
Sure Brad does it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
Look at you. You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the bad boy going 70.
Like, oh, I don't want to say because I'm breaking the law.
Yeah. Because I know. I mean, I want to be responsible. I'm a duly deputized broadcaster here. I have to be responsible.
So it said 69, baby, from Nora and Poulsbo.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be my new one. And like apparently you guys say it's under the 10 mile an hour threshold, so why not?
This person says my speedometer says 71, but really I'm going 69, so I always have to have it at 71.
I have no idea what that even means.
He's just adjusting. It's just a little off.
He realizes that his speedometer is wrong.
Ah, okay.
So for some reason his speedometer is 2 miles per hour faster than it really is.
How does he even know that?
Maybe we went by one of those signs that says you're going this amount of speed.
Oh.
And there's some apps that will tell you how fast you're going.
Oh,
like
right.
Waze will tell you.
Oh, there you go. Okay, he's got it.
When you go by those like little speed things, you know, when it says like what your speed is.
Yeah.
Do you guys try your best to hit that number exactly?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, so no, I just try to go. I try to make it blink red.
Oh, and you want to stop?
Slow down!
Oh, you want to be in the piss mode. There is the, hey, watch out mode.
Yeah.
Good job mode. Then there's the, what the F is wrong with you mode.
That's fine.
Those signs work like a charm for me. Like, there's a part in Gig Harbor where I'm going down the hill towards like where the water is, and they have one of those. And because you're just going down a hill, you lose track. You're like, I'm just going. I'm zooming. And I don't feel like I'm going super fast. All of a sudden, red light. Slow down. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, robot.
Yeah, it does the same to me, too. It's like, oh, damn, they're mad at me now. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which is the main substance used to make a crayon?
Chalk.
No.
Glue.
No.
Horse.
No! You know,
that's glue.
That's a second question that has wax as an answer. We have earwax today. Yesterday was wax. Rob, you going to keep that going?
I guess now I have to, right?
All right, we'll see what tomorrow brings for
us.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got a 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.